another, you know, training camp day?
Yeah, you know, we've had some competitive days out here, but nothing like it'll be when you get in the stadium.
And how about going against the defense? And this time they're not going to know what's coming, I guess. So is it a test for both sides?
Yeah, no question. We've been really competitive on both sides of the ball. The offense has been winning some drills. The defense has been winning some drills. So it's good to have that in practice, you know. You don't want one side winning all the drills, obviously.
You happy with the progress that you and the offense are making?
Yeah, it seems like we're getting better every day. Personally, I feel more and more comfortable every single day. And just, you know, camp's a grind, but when you come out and see improvement on the field, it makes it a little bit easier to get out there.
Kyle, Jay Cutler yesterday in Chicago said that the Broncos fans are about a 6 and the Bears fans are about a 9. Would you agree or disagree with that sentiment?
I've had just a lot of support out here, and I think the fans are great. Had a lot of support in Chicago as well, so I'm happy to be out here.
How hard do you like camp with Josh McDaniels? I mean, you're around him every day, every single day now. It's camp. How is Josh McDaniels?
It's been great. We've been learning so much, been improving so much, and he's very passionate about it, so he's never satisfied. If we have one good day, he can always find something that we've done that we need some improvement on, so it's been great.
Oh, dude, this wasn't the first question to you, but how do you think your camp has gone? How do you think you've performed at camp so far?
Good. You know, I've made some mistakes, tried to correct those the very next day, and not to repeat them, and just my comfort level in the offense has been getting better and better.
How long does it take a quarterback with new receivers to get that timing down and that chemistry down?
I don't think it's that big of a deal, to be honest with you. Our receivers get open. They're great receivers, the best ones I've played with, and it's a lot easier to throw to open receivers, so timing is usually not a factor.
Anything specific that's been more frustrating than anything else during camp? I mean, trying to learn. You talk about learning and making mistakes and all that.
Just it's a lot of work. It's a grind. We've really been working hard, but guys have come out and been pros about it and put their head down and gone to work. So it's been good.
Well, how do you think it'll be beneficial to practice under the lights or in a stadium?
Just, get a comfort level. Obviously, that's where we play when it really matters. So get out there for one time before it really counts and have some fun in front of the fans.
I know it's like a week away, but how much do you want to play in the preseason? Do you want to play in all four games? Do you want to play a lot to get comfortable before the season opener?
And play as much as the coaches tell me to play.
Do you think it would benefit you one way or another to play more or less?
They have a good idea of what they want, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Kyle, give me your thoughts on the Brant Staedter. If people haven't seen him, you're watching the young guy.
Yeah, Tom, you know, he's growing as a player. He's working hard. Obviously, he doesn't get a ton of reps in practice. That's just life as a 3, but he's a smart kid and gets in his book and has really been working hard, so he'll be a good player.
Physically looks like he has all the tools.
No question. Big guy. He's got good feet, can move around, and he can make all the throws.
Soaking up everything like a sponge.
Yeah, it's that first camp as a rookie quarterback is tough, but he's taken it in stride and has done everything that's asked of him.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.